This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
You know, we all want to challenge on and do something that's difficult. For some people, just giving up a particular kind of food, you know, they talk about it during Lent. Gave up chocolate for those days. Sometimes we take on something that's hard. Sometimes we have to do something that's really hard to push ourselves, not only for the sake of doing it, but to also draw attention to things that are important to us. And there's a man sitting across from me that's doing exactly that. His name is Rudy van Diemen, and he's here from Project 365. Good morning, Rudy. Great to be spending time with you.
Good morning. Thank you.
So let's just get straight into this. You know, you feel like you want to leave it for this major moment later on in the conversation, but you are attempting to climb Table Mountain every single day for 365 days. Is that right?
That's correct.
Has anybody told you that that sounds crazy?
All the time.
So where are you in this journey? Is it something that you're doing every day? I heard you mention off air there was an injury. Walk us through how far you're doing it. We'll talk about why you're doing it, but let's just see how are you doing in your challenge.
Okay, so I attempted to try and do it every day, even though having a full-time job at the time as well. And it was really hard. And at some point, I pushed myself so much is that I forgot to drink water or eat any food.
Yeah, wow.
And I lost so much weight at that time. I suffered from dehydration as well. And it was like kind of a wake-up call for me. Okay, I pushed, and then I got an injury to my left leg as well. And then I just decided that I needed to take time off. Otherwise, I was going to seriously injure myself. So today, I am 43 days behind. And I need to catch that up as soon as possible.
So you're not quitting?
No way.
I think that's what we need to know is that you ain't quitting. You're just saying, I'm going to rest and I'm going to make that time up. Some people can't even do 2 gym workouts in a day. You're going to climb Table Mountain twice? That's the only way you're going to catch up.
Yes. So, So I'm going to try my best to do it once a day now, coming Monday onwards. And then try my best where I can do it twice a day, maybe twice a week or 3 times a week, and then come December, I'm going to do it every single day.
So you've done this for how many days before you took your break, just to give our listeners some perspective?
To say, I can't give the exact number, but more or less 160, 170.
Okay, so you've gone up and down there. Is that up and down?
Up cable car down.
Oh, okay, up cable car down. That's already tough going. So walk us through this process of when day one is excitement, day two, I'm sure, day three, you're thinking, what am I thinking? Because the legs are a bit stiff from 2 days ago. But what is pushing you? And that's part of this conversation. What's pushing you to do this?
What's pushing me is so much. And there's a lot that happened in my life that I tried to, you know, just to make sense of. And the main thing in life now is relevance and how people perceive me. And a lot of my friends, family, people that I speak to that I kind of looked up to, they also deemed me irrelevant because it's like they didn't believe in me. So what pushes me is my purpose in life. And I'm so fixated on my purpose in life that I want to create a dream that's going to last a whole generation to come. If it's just my generation, it's absolutely fine. And the way I see myself doing that is by executing all my ideas into existence. You know, you speak it into existence, you make it a reality. And you leave the idea of wealth for a later stage in your life because at some point you're going to make money. And this is my dream. This is how I construct my dream of relevance. So it's all about relevance and my purpose in life.
Okay, so I know that you're not just doing this for yourself. I think your part of your purpose is not just for Rudy. It's your part of your purpose is for others.
Yes.
So help us through that journey.
So the idea came when I was doing a lot of charity work in high school. I met this lady, Auntie Farida, and she was just like an inspiration to me, you know. She loved kids and she helped love feeding the community.
Yeah.
And I approached her and I said, what do you want? And she said she wants to start her own orphanage. And I was like, okay, let's see how far we can help you with that. And I just want to give the tools, basically, to do that. Now, in the beginning, I was like, I'm just going to let her do it then. But slowly, the more I do this, the more I fall in love with the project and the idea of housing kids.
Yeah.
And helping them grow and helping them out of the community, of the broken community, and giving them the tools to succeed.
So without needing you to be too candid on the radio, is that part of your journey? Are you feeling that something that's resonating with you is because of your past, you want to grab others and say, don't go where I went or be what I was, I can help you be more? Is that part of your inspiration?
It's not like my past, it's like what I'm seeing happening around me all the time. And it's lots of friends that I grew up with that's in the situation, and they're having kids, and their kids are on the streets already. And I just want to break a generational curse that's been put on the community. Mm. And it's mostly self-inflicted because a lot of people, they don't want to accept change.
Yes.
They don't wanna help themselves.
Some people don't even know that this change is possible.
Exactly. And it's time you stop doing playing the blame game and try your best, because I mean, like, the kids today, they're extremely smart. They have all the tools they need to succeed from a young early age already. So yeah, I just want to give them the best possible head start.
Okay, so we're talking here about housing. We're talking about taking care of from orphans to those people who just don't know that they don't know, and helping to give a foot up and to say, you can be so much more than you think you can be.
Mm.
Help us to bring that dream together and climbing Table Mountain every day. How do we marry these two things? Help us to put the two together.
Can you explain that?
So you're telling us exactly what it is that's close to your heart and what you want to do.
Yep.
So climbing Table Mountain every single day, how is that working towards this goal that you have?
Oh, so it's mainly, it's to show a strong work ethic. And me also climbing every day, I'm trying to raise awareness. So whoever approaches me and asks, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? I can exactly tell them why.
Yeah.
And it will put into perspective for a lot of people, because, you know, people see things differently from a lot of different sides.
Mm.
So maybe I meet someone that I'm climbing with that went through something similar that I'm trying to help, and, you know, it can just resonate with them, and they can be the ones to help me out.
Yeah.
And really push the initiative forward. Maybe like this guy that I met, he read me in the paper. Mm-hmm. He went back to America and he got me so many donations.
Wow. So tell me about the walking journey. Do you do it alone? Is the purpose to get people to join you? How do you like to do your walking?
I won't lie. I haven't planned. I was too excited to start the project, and I didn't do much planning in the beginning. And all these lessons that I learned, and it's almost like I'm running my own business this year.
Yes.
And I've learned that, you know, if I could have someone every single day with me on this hike, it will do wonders to my feelings and to my emotions, because to do it alone on the daily, it's crazy.
Have you had a few alone days?
I had a lot. In the beginning, I had a lot, but funny enough, there was a lot of people that just decided that they wanted to come. And that was the time where I really enjoyed the hike, because you start to hear all these different stories from people. People open up very easily, surprisingly, when they're going through a heavy workout.
Yes.
And it's amazing. It feels amazing, and it feels so genuine, and it's so nice, because what you experience here outside compared to what you experience in nature is completely different.
Mm. Were you a hiker, walker before that you did this? Is this what drove you? Just
six
already
years before,
habit?
Yes. Six years before. I fell in love when I started my first job on Table Mountain. And then I started hiking, and I never looked back after that.
How long does it take you to get to the top?
So on average, before I used to hike, it used to take me like 2:10. And then my fastest now was in this year was like 37 minutes.
I didn't know that was possible. I thought it was much longer than that.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then now I average probably like 1:10.
So that's a really good time to connect with people. You can get in good conversation, thinking about the fact that you're doing this 365 days collectively. That's a lot of good conversations.
Yes, and I take my time. When it's with people, I do probably like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Because as a trainee guide, I know what to do and how many breaks to take and make sure they feed and drink water. And yeah, I always get good reviews after my hikes.
That's so good. So what are you hoping to achieve? You mentioned that you met an American, and when he went back, there were some donations for that. What is your goal, your financial goal here?
My financial goal is basically to reach my target of R1 million, which is it's a large amount. And at the same time, I would like to have a consistent flow of funding as well, because like the orphanage, if it does get built and things happened, there's a lot of logistics that needs to be dealt with, and there's lots of people that needs to get paid to help and build and basically maintain the orphanage. So yeah, maintenance is something that we're going to need over years. But if I don't make the total at the end of the year, I'm just going to try my best to get to that total, even if it takes me another 5 years.
So you'll look at what you've got by the end of this challenge at the end of the year and see what can we do with that, because I'm sure you'll be able to start something at least.
Yes, we will. And it's not just, you know, this Project 365 is now. Next year we can do something else to raise the funds, to raise awareness. So I'm working on a lot of things at the moment for the project, for if it doesn't work out to the R1 million, and the next year, you know, I'm just going to try my best to build on that.
And for people listening, they're saying, hey, I enjoy a good hike, I'd love to walk around with Rudy and do that trip. How can they get in touch with you and join your journey?
So what I've learned is that, you know, giving people my Instagram and stuff is a bit complicated for some people. So I'm just going to give my phone number.
Sure.
Which is 0813811947. And then if you'd like on Facebook, I can just search Rudy van Diemen on Facebook and Rudy Project 365 on Instagram.
So it's Rudy Project 365 on Instagram. We know a lot of our listeners using the Insta. So go and check it out, Project 365. And we can follow your journey on there. You post regularly so we can see what you're up to, because I'm, for one, I'm particularly interested.
Net gou vir die Afrikaanse mense, dis Rudy met 'n R U D Y. Dis daai lang E, né? Net dat jy seker is van die spelling. Rudy, if I can come in here, just one question. You spoke about the fact that even some of your friends and family, one would think that when someone does something like this, they will support and, you know, they will think, wow. So to give others hope that might be in the same situation where they're doing something that they really believe in, but they don't always get the support, what would you want to tell someone today? Because it must be tough, you know, if you don't get that support from the people you actually think you're going to get it from.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster in the beginning. But after a while, like I said, if you know your purpose in life and you know what direction you're headed in, everything around it honestly doesn't matter. As long as you have that few people that really support you, that you can feel actual love from them, then everything else is deemed irrelevant.
Sure. And I wonder if there's one specific hike out of the 160 or how many you've done already that stands out for you, if you think about all the hikes you've done up to this point.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so many highlights. There's so many highlights. Wow. There's so many great hikes that I've done. And so many moments, like when you're feeling down and stuff, then all of a sudden you see these little mountain goats coming out in male mountain goats that you haven't seen in a while. Or you get guides that follow your journey on Facebook, like actual guides that's walking up, and then they get you, and then it's almost like they know something's wrong, and then they're like sitting you down and speaking to you and encouraging you it's like, I don't know. There's so many stories. I honestly can't pin one, because I've had so many great ones. By meeting people, I met a guy from California. He told me such a cool story about wine. I mean, like,
you've got a captive audience for an hour or 2 hours.
Yes. I'm also wondering about the weather. Was there a specific day where it was like the typical crazy Cape Town weather?
Yeah, I think that was the last interview also that we had last time. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah,
the rain was pouring, the wind was going out. Like, I need to get done on it. I went up. I've probably finished that hike in 48 minutes.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.